Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Rough Life. We have got a short episode today, mostly because it's a small transport with not a lot of stories, but also because I am single momming it today and it has been terrible. Justin is at an Alabama football game with all his friends, so I've had Mary Sue by myself all day from the moment we woke up till she went to sleep tonight. And I seriously don't know how any working mom in the world is able to be a single mom. Holy moly, I am exhausted. I don't know how you guys do it more than just one day. Ugh. But okay, let's jump into the stories. Today's theme is constellations because Mary Sue is all of a sudden obsessed with the moon and stars. She even sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to me yesterday, except she calls the song Up Above. She just says Up Above, Up Above. When she's telling you like what song she wants to sing, she'll just say Up Above. Anyway, my 18-month-old is the reason for the theme. Virgo wandered up to a house in town covered in fleas and super pitiful from a flea allergy. The family gave him a bath and put a blanket on the porch for him, and we took them some medicine for his itching and food, and so they were able to hang on to him until we had a foster available to take him. Ursa Major was posted on Facebook as free to a good home because the elderly owner lives in a low-income government apartment and they aren't allowed to have pets without a doctor's note, and the doctor wouldn't sign off on her, which that sounds ridiculous, but I'm kind of wondering if maybe the doctor knows something we don't and was like, this is not going to be a good home for the dog. I don't know. But if he just didn't sign off because he didn't want them to have a dog, that's just insane. But man, I loved this dog. I almost pulled her off the van today to foster her because she is so stinking tiny and cute. I love her. Taurus was born to a stray mom that came up to a house pregnant and gave birth. They only ever found one puppy, so they think that that's all she had. They are keeping the mom and we will spay her for them. The O litter of two just showed up to an elderly couple's house. The husband is on hospice and the wife couldn't take care of them and her husband, so she asked us to take them. The S litter of two are owner surrenders to our Alabama shelter friends. The owners were moving and couldn't take them with them. The A litter of five So Jessica got a call from one of the guys at our local water association. She assumed it was work related because that's maybe what she does for a job. I actually do not know what Jessica does for a job. I always say it's like she's Chandler Bing from Friends, where like we know she has a job. She goes to her job every day. We have no idea what she does for a job. But so she thought it was work related. So she answered the phone. And as soon as she answered, she heard puppies barking in the background. So he said he had just picked up 5 puppies on a back road in the middle of nowhere. And could he bring them to her now? So she explained that we don't have any space available. And, you know, we would start looking for a foster, but it may take a little while. And he said he would find someone else to take them. So he posted them on Facebook. And as expected, a few hours later, we are just getting tagged left and right with people begging us to take them. Another lady at the Water Association took them home with her, actually. And as a funny note, this family's dog had recently run away. They lost their dog. And the son saw one posted by a shelter a couple towns away. And he thought it was their dog. It looked like their dog. So he went, he got it, he adopted it. He took it home to his parents, expecting them to be so excited that their lost dog had come home. And they immediately were like, "That's not our dog. You thought that was our dog? That's not our dog. We have no idea whose dog this is." So they're like, "Take it back to the shelter. That's not our dog." And the shelter wouldn't take it back because they live outside the city limits. So they're just stuck with this dog because they can't own or surrender it. They don't live in the city limits. So it's a terrible dog too. It's like chasing their cats, driving them all crazy. The husband is beside himself that they are stuck with this dog. And then his wife comes home with 5 puppies. So they were very thankful that Jessica came and got them as quickly as she did. The sea litter of 11 are from the same home and have the same dad as the J litter of 7 from last week's transport. They're all just owner surrenders. The 2 moms showed up as stray and the family's fine with keeping them. We're spaying both moms for them. But the neighborhood male dog knocked them up at the same time and the family didn't know what to do with all of the puppies because it was like 18 puppies. That's insane. The L mom and her 2 L puppies are from our Alabama shelter friends. The mom was dumped in the county and the shelter took her in just because she was super pregnant and pitiful. She ended up having 4 puppies a few days later and then 2 puppies died almost immediately. And these 2 puppies are 4 weeks old. We know their date of birth. We know the day that they were born. But they look like they are barely 2 weeks old. Their eyes just opened the other day. And they should have been opened like between 10 to 14 days old. So I don't know if they were just premature or what, but they are, or they look, I guess they're not technically, but they look very, very behind for their age. The P mom and her 7 P pups are also from the Alabama shelter. Her puppies were born 2 days before the L litter, and she is way smaller than the L mom, so that should tell you just how far behind those L pups are. Anyways, the P mom was surrendered to them as a stray, but they're actually like, she said, we're 98%. They're 98% sure that they were the owners who surrendered her, and they just didn't want to tell them. I guess they thought they wouldn't take them if she was being surrendered by the owners, but they think they were surrendering her because she got pregnant, but they think that because they accidentally called her by her name when they were surrendering her. As for the cats, Gemini was found at the city park about 6 weeks ago. The family took him home and have been waiting for a spot on transport since then. Their older cats are not enjoying having a quickly growing kitten in their house, so they're very glad to see him go. Delphinius was a stray that someone turned into our Alabama shelter friends, and oh my gosh, I love this cat so much. He was actually supposed to go, I know for sure, last transport, maybe even the transport before that, and like we never could get a foster for him. We didn't even have a foster for him this round. Melissa posted him, and then I had to post him and be like, please, can someone foster this cat? I love him so much. I think people really do think that he's mean and gonna murder you, but he's the sweetest cat. I don't even know how to say these names. I'm the one who picked these names. I don't even know how to say them. Rana and Boots. That's what it looks like. That's what we're going to go with. But if you are a stars expert, please tell me how to correctly pronounce it. They are the kittens that I held back from last week's transport, so make sure you listen to that episode to get their full story, but they were both just from our Alabama shelter friends. They've been staying with me for the last week because they were fairly sick last week when they showed up to transport, but man, oh man, I cannot believe how obsessed my child was with them. It was bizarre. Like she is so in love with these kittens. So she has not seen her dad all day today for the first time ever in her life. She's never gone a whole day without seeing her dad. We got home from transport, the transport that we just sent her kitty kitties on, and she asked no less than 50 times, "Where kitty kitties? Go see kitty kitties? What kitty kitties doing?" And then she would go to the bathroom door where we were keeping them, and she would go, "Knock, knock, 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 kitty kitties," all within like 3 hours from the time we got home without them to the time she went to bed. She was so obsessed with these kittens. Meanwhile, she did not so much even utter the word dada all day today. And they are like attached at the hip usually. She's obsessed with her dad. So she like only cared that her kittens were gone. She didn't even care that her dad was gone. So we're probably going to end up getting a kitten someday, very far down the road, because she is so obsessed with cats. But I'm already annoyed about having to get a cat, because in my defense, I'm allergic to cats, so and I have really bad asthma, so it's gonna be terrible for me. But oh my goodness, she loves kittens. That is all the stories for this week. We only have one more transport left for the whole year, and they've already told me that I can't send any kittens on it because we have so many cats and kittens in our system right now. Not because we don't have fosters, so don't be like, "Oh, I'll come and foster," because we have so many people willing to foster, which is so wonderful. But we have so many in our system that are not getting adopted that we don't have the means to bring in anymore. So please, 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 please share my adoption posts about them. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell strangers, tell anyone you see. Please go adopt a cat from us at our next adoption event so that I can send some kittens at the end of the month, because I seriously, literally, I don't know what we're gonna do if we don't get to send any more for the rest of the year. So please help us get some adopted. Please. It's a rough life, but someone's got to do it.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.